Pathway of Peace and Pools of Reflection, Week 1, Day 3, Absorb His Peace. Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Thought for reflection. So what is your reputation in the neighbourhood where you live? With the TV programme showing nasty neighbours and the councils and local authorities issuing writs against unruly teenagers, we need people prepared to live at peace with everyone. But is this possible? Yes, but it is impossible to live and create an atmosphere of peace if there are broken relationships and unforgiveness in our lives. This peaceful lifestyle has to have at its core a deep commitment to generous forgiveness. We are familiar with the expression, "Go in peace," as it is used so many times in the Bible. But this greeting means much more than just "have a great journey." It literally means "go knowing that you have our blessing," or "go with the knowledge that you have a right relationship with us." Many relationships are so fractured, bringing stress and strife into our homes. We need to be generous with forgiving each other, as only then can we have true peace with God. This peace comes from a rightly positioned or righteous relationship. So if there are areas of bitterness, it is impossible to have a peaceful heart. We need to forgive even those who betray us and wound us if we want to have a peaceful life. Matthew 5 verse 9 reads, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." James 3 verse 18, "Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." A daughter betrayed her father's trust. She slept with her boyfriend and now was pregnant. Eventually, she decided she must talk to her dad, a pastor in a local church. She shared her story and asked forgiveness and for help with her growing responsibilities, pleading to be allowed home. However, this father was not able to see past the humiliation of this illegitimate child and rejected his daughter's pleas for forgiveness. Eventually, the time for the birth arrived, and the mother pleaded with her husband to forgive his child and visit the hospital, but he refused. Eventually, this home was torn apart by the conflict. The father lost his relationship with his daughter, grandchild, and wife, and ended up alone, depressed and suicidal. He had no peace because he would not forgive. My husband has an incredible gift of bringing peace into tense and difficult situations. He often pleads with people to let go of their differences and choose reconciliation, often using this expression, "It is better to be reconciled than to be right." By this, he means, it is more profitable for your life to let go of legitimate offences and just forgive than to stand on your rights and then lose a whole relationship. We need to be peacemakers in the office, in the homes where we live, bringing the sound of mercy rather than critical judgment, being generous with our forgiveness, even when people have wronged us. If we sow in peace, we will reap amazing harvests that last a lifetime. Prayer for confession. Father, I ask you for this grace of generous forgiveness. Please examine my heart and show me where I have not released forgiveness and so have lost my peace. Make me a person known for my peaceful nature and one who sows peace into my relationships. Let me be a peacemaker in my work, home, place, and community. Teach me your path of peace. Amen.